All right, good afternoon. As we enter our final practice here at Minnesota State University in Mankato, just had a chance to go through and visit with our fans, our players, sign some autographs, a little fan appreciation, thanking them for their support throughout our training camp. We've had a terrific turnout throughout, and I think that's good for our young players to practice in this atmosphere, and I'm believing it's going to be a plus for us as we get ready to enter the second preseason game and go on to prepare for our regular season. But I think up to this point, our training camp has been a successful one. We've been able to cover a lot and really introduce our players to the way we want to try to do things over the course of the season. We still have a lot of work to get done, although this is our final day here. We still have more work to get done. But really pleased with the progress we've made as a team, and hopefully we can have a good day today and just keep building. We should have everyone at practice with the exception of Jacob Lacey, who I've spoken about previously, and Kristen Ballard, who is still not back yet. So should be a good day for us. The weather's been terrific all the way through. And just very thankful for the fans as well as Minnesota State University. They have been so accommodating during our time. As you guys know, we moved into a new dorm this year. We spent a lot of years at Gage, and this being our 48th year here, we found ourselves in a new situation, and they did a terrific job of having everything laid out for us. So very thankful and grateful for the hospitality we've been shown for our players and our entire organization. It's been very, very good. So,
whose improvement has impressed you the most over the course of camp?
I think just seeing some of the young players that we have that we're trying to introduce to how we do things, how we practice, how we prepare as a whole, the way they have kind of, you know, not looked like a fish out of water with some of the things we're asking them to do. And sometimes that takes a little time when you're coming from a different situation, like they all are coming from where of a college they attended. But they have really acclimated themselves well to how we want to do things and what the expectations are. And a lot of credit goes to our assistant coaches for laying the groundwork early on. But I just think as a whole, our first-year guys, the way they have conducted themselves and bought into some of the things we're trying to get them to do.
Do you expect Ballard to be available Friday night?
I don't think so as we speak, Dan. I have a little more clarity after our ball game, but not at this point, I don't.
Chris Dunn come off the practice field yesterday. Is he all right?
Yes, Chris will be fine. He'll be back out there today. Yep, should be fine.
Les, as you start evaluating the numbers at each position and how many you're going to keep, how stringent are you on, you know, following what you had last year, six receivers or five receivers, and what goes into that sort of decision?
We will, Tim, begin to talk a little bit more about numbers after this preseason game and try to get a feel for where we think our depth is, and based on that, that determines whether or not you're going to be heavier at one position versus another. It depends on the talent as opposed to we need this many numbers at this position. So we may be a little bit heavier at defensive line or wide receiver or safety based on the talent at those positions, the depth at those positions. And, you know, we should have a little more understanding of that after this ball game and obviously after the third preseason game.
At receiver, it seems like your top four are pretty well set. How do you see it shaking out after that with guys like, you know, Stephen Burton, Joe Webb, and a cast of undrafted guys?
I think it'll begin to clear up after this second ball game, along with the third ball game. Those guys will get some opportunities in these next 2 weeks and even a third preseason game where we'll still need to make some tough decisions. It's too early right now to order them. I think we want to just be able to get a few more game situations under our belt. And this next couple of weeks, along with that final preseason game, will help create some clarity for us in that area.
What assessment of the linebacker group top to bottom in a similar vein with, you know, a lot of guys that play special teams as well, and that's going to be a tough one to sort out, I think, as well.
It will be because, Dan, our backup linebackers generally are, you know, our special teams guys. They're some of our core special teams players. So not only do you have to be good on defense as a backup, but we need you to be a solid special teams player for us if you play backup linebacker. So we're going to need that to sort itself out as well. The competition and depth there is better than it has been in recent years. So we'll learn a little bit more over these next couple of weeks. But it's too early today to really slot them. We need to let some things play out in the next couple of weeks.
The 3 weeks of reps here shown you about Christian and his command of the offense? his accuracy, ability to throw the deep ball? What have you learned and what are you still looking for?
I think, Brian, what I've seen is a better command, a guy who's more confident in what he's doing. And you would expect that, you know, his third year in this system, but it's great to see. You know, I can see him taking more control in the huddle, interacting more with other teammates other than just that small group of guys he's comfortable with, and that's part of growing as a leader as well. But his knowledge of our offense and the command that he's displayed, and these last few practices have been some of his best practices from a decision-making standpoint, along with how he's handled himself around the huddle. So seeing some growth. Looking forward to see how he plays on Friday night and just continue to grow. But the growth in leadership is what's been impressive.
Is he going to improve his accuracy when he's in the NFL, or is he pretty much that's going to be his accuracy when he gets to the NFL? I mean, can you improve that throughout a guy's career?
You know, we talk about that a lot. We talked about it a lot as we were preparing for the draft a few years ago when we were in search of a quarterback and trying to determine just that question. Can a guy, you know, improve his accuracy? We think there are some things that you can do to help a guy improve his accuracy. But if there is one characteristic that can be a flaw when you're trying to develop a quarterback, is the lack of accuracy. So it's something that every team places a high premium on when you're talking about a quarterback. But I think there are some things you can do to improve it. How much you can improve it, that's up to question. But I think you can improve it.
Have you determined Adrian's role for Friday yet?
We're going to talk some more about it, Brian. Between this week and next week, you know, obviously those will be the one or the 2 weeks or both weeks that we would play him if we're going to play him in the preseason. And we're going to have some more discussions about it. We have an idea of what we want to do, but we also, you know, want to talk about it after this practice and just make sure we're doing the right thing, if we're going to utilize him or if we're going to, you know, let him wait to the next ball game. So we'll talk a little bit more in depth this evening.
Is there a possibility he doesn't play at all in the preseason, or do you want to get him at least a few carries in these next couple of weeks?
We want to get him something, in these next couple of weeks. We want to do something. So
it took him some time with Jennings to sort of sync up with the way he runs routes. What makes Greg unique in that regard, where there is a learning curve with him specifically?
Without being too technical, Greg's one of his strengths is his route running, but he's not the typical route runner. He does a lot of stemming in his routes, and what I mean by that is if he wants to run an out route, for example, he's not just going to run straight up the field and break out. You know, he's going to stem a defensive back inside to try to get his hips turned or try to get his feet out of whack, and then he'll break outside. He doesn't and when he releases from press coverage, it's not a guy who's just going to release into you. He does a lot of shaking at the line of scrimmage. So for a quarterback, you have to adjust to how he runs routes and how effective he is at getting it done, because you don't want to change what he's done up to this point with the success that he's had. So as a quarterback, you've got to adjust to when he's going to get in and out of his routes and at what point is he going to break, you know, out of that route. So he's a great route runner. He's great with the ball after he catches it. And, you know, our timing, I think, in this training camp has improved as Christian has gotten more comfortable and more familiar with the way Greg runs his routes.
Everson Griffin's in kind of a tough position, being behind, you know, a couple of good defensive ends. Do you think that he eventually can be a starter and has a skill set to move into that role at some point?
He has the potential to be a starter in our league. He showed some flashes for sure at the end of his past season. And it's not a bad thing to be in a rotation with Jared Allen and Brian. I mean, I know from our standpoint as coaches, we like to have three guys who – if you rotate them in, you don't feel like there's going to be a major drop-off. It's very good for our football team. But to answer your question, I do think he has the potential to start in our league.
Are Steven Jarius and Marcus the only ones you're looking at punt returner?
Can you say it one more time?
Are Steven Jarius and Marcus the only three you're looking at punt returner now?
We'll give Bobby Felder some opportunities as well. We're not sure if we'll get Cordero out there or not, but probably those three, along with Bobby Felder, would handle this game's duties.
Would a performance like Friday's detract from Cordero getting out there at punt returner?
Not if we felt like it was going to help us win some games. He's shown that he can catch the ball as a punt returner. We just got to weigh the options versus kickoff return, along with what we're going to have him do on offense, and decide, you know, if we want him to take a shot at returning punts.
What do you hope to see from Xavier in his first
opportunity against a different team out there.
Just want him to get a feel for the speed of an NFL game, albeit it's a preseason game, just to kind of, you know, get some a feel for our game as much as anything. I know there are going to be some moments where he's going to feel the jitters a little bit probably early on, and just got to get through some of that. So I'm looking forward to letting him get out and just participate and work up a sweat in a game and to see him improve the next week. But more than anything, just to let him get a feel for the NFL game.
Will he be in line to get the start right now?
He'll be our starting nickel corner, our third corner. But Josh and Chris are going to be our starting corners.
Cordero did mention after the game the other night that he was certainly winded after that kick return, at least for that first series.
Yes.
Is this the first time he touched the ball in the NFL and the excitement of it all, or is that something you are going to have to maybe manage? Because you do with Percy sometimes, too.
I think you do have to be conscious of it, Brian. And at this point, you know, he pushed through some things the rest of the way because, you know, we saw also that he got a little winded. And part of that is just the hyperness of my first time in an NFL game. And, you know, I did something I dreamed of doing, being able to return that kick as well as he did. But once he settled down, he was able to come back and run routes and do it effectively. So I think some of it had to do with the nervous tension that he experienced. But it is something going forward we'll have to be aware of. If he's going to return kickoffs, what kind of effect does it have on him when we put him when we start a drive and he's the starting receiver on a drive?
Time for two more.
No, you had movie night the other night. Any big plans for last night in Mankato?
I hope none of our guys have big plans. I hope not. No big plans. Hope it's just a quiet, peaceful night, our final night in Mankato. That would be a great way to say so long. So,
can you just go back to the facility, or are you going right to the airport tomorrow? How's it going to work?
We'll go to the airport. We'll head out tomorrow. We'll meet at the facility to leave going to the airport. So, all right. Thank you, guys.